Okay, number 57. Krishnaha. So let's just look at the etymology that they give in the little commentary. Sadanandatmakaha Krishnaha. Sadanandatmakaha. So sad would be sat ananda atmakaha. Do that. Sat.
Sat ananda.
So the ta goes to da for Sunday. So sadanandatmakaha.
Sadanandatmakaha.
Krishnaha.
Krishna.
So Krishna, what does it mean? The one whose nature, atmakaha, is sat ananda, is existence and wholeness, fullness, joy. Sat ananda atmakaha, Krishnaha. And now he gives the derivative of how the word Krishna can mean both sat and ananda. Okay, so he says, Krishir bhuvachakaha.
Krishir bhuvachakaha.
Shabdo nascha.
Shabdo nascha.
Nirvritti vachakaha.
Nirvritti vachakaha.
So if I break the sandhi, krishihi bhu vachakaha. Shabdaha naha cha. Nirvritti, nirvritti vachakaha. So it says, krishihi. The root krish, what they do is, if you look in the Dhatupada, which is a list of all of the verbal roots in Sanskrit, it's called the list, the Dhatupada is the list of dhatus, list of roots. Usually they'll take the root and it will end in E. Often the root, they'll put an E on the end of the root and then they'll decline it. So here the root is actually krish. So this E is called an it letter. It's a letter that is just providing a function. It's just being used, it's just functional for use in the Panini Sutras. But the real root is krish. So krishihi is bhuvachakaha shabdaha. Krishihi is a shabda. This word, krishihi shabdaha, is bhuvachakaha. Bhu means existence or being. Vachakaha means it's a word that has the meaning. It's a shabda, vachakaha, which is intimating or defining, has the sense of bhu, existence. So the word krishi, krish, has the meaning of existence, bhu, okay? Krishir bhu vachakaha shabdaha nascha nahacha and naha. So if you take the word krishna, so they took the first root, krish, and now they're doing na. So nahacha, so shabdaha nahacha, and the word naha, okay? Nirvritti vachakaha has the meaning of nirvritti. Nirvritti is ananda, joy, fullness, wholeness. Nirvritti. And notice there's only one T there. It's not nirvritti. It's nirvritti. Nirvritti means joy or wholeness. So the one who is sat and sat, the one who is sat and joy. So that's why it says at the beginning, sat anandatmakaha krishnaha. Krishna, it's the one whose atmaka, whose nature is sat and ananda. How did they get that? Because the root krishihi, that word has the meaning of existence, and the word naha has the meaning of nirvritti, of ananda. Okay. Then he gives, so that's one meaning. And Swamiji translates as the ever-joyous, number one, the ever-joyous. The one whose being is ananda. That's how he takes that. The one whose being is ananda. Then there's another one that he doesn't translate in the major definition, but it goes like this. Vishnuhu.
Vishnuhu.
Tad bhava yogat.
Tad bhava yogat.
Cha.
Cha.
Krishnu bhavati.
Krishna bhavati.
Shashvataha.
Shashvataha.
So now, Vishnuhu, nominative singular, means Vishnu, the Lord Vishnu. This is the Vishnu Sahasranama. So remember, Krishna is being used as a nama for Vishnu. So how is it that Krishna can be used as a nama for Vishnu? He says, Vishnuhu, Vishnu Tad Bhava Yoga, because the yoga means having here the meaning or the sense of Tad Bhava being born from him. Chak Krishna. Krishna, because of being born as an avatar, right? Krishna comes from Vishnu as an avatar. So the Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu, right? So the Vishnu is Krishna. Krishna is, Krishna Bhavati Shashvataha, is is eternal. Krishna is eternal, being born from Vishnu as an avatar. That's what's understood there. Because who is Krishna? Krishna is an avatar, so it comes from Vishnu. It's a form that Vishnu has taken. So now Vishnu is being referred to as Krishna. Anybody see that? And the Shashvataha is just added, meaning eternal, because Vishnu is eternal, eternal in the sense of beginningless. Vishnu, since Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu, then Krishna also is beginningless as Vishnu. Right? Iti, then say iti. Vyasa Vachanat. And thus now, from the words of Vyasa in the Mahabharata, he says this, Krishna Varna Krishna, Varna, say Krishna,
Krishna.
Varna,
Varna.
Atmaka Tvat Va.
Atmaka Tvat Va.
So this would go, or from the words of Vyasa, Krishna Varna. Varna means color. The color black. Krishna is actually a very dark blue, is the color, is the word Krishna means in terms of a color, a very dark blue. So Krishna Varna Atmaka Tvat, because of having for its nature, its form, dark blue. In English you'd say because of being of a very dark blue color. So because of that, Krishna is called Krishna.
Do we have an example of that color? Is that a real color or is it?
Yeah, it's just a dark blue-black color.
Do we see that?
Yeah, well, just imagine it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
If you get, okay, let me just explain. If you get one of those crayon sets that has 1,000 colors in it, one of the colors will be very dark blue. They won't call it Krishna because Krishna is in Sanskrit. So in English, we call it dark blue. Okay.
Well, that blanket there is kind of dark blue.
So. Yeah, maybe dark blue,
darker,
no, blacker blue.
It's kind of like a dark eggplant, you know, like a deep
blue. Yeah.
Like
oh yeah,
eggplant
yeah.
Kind of color.
Yeah. Okay. So, Vyasa Vachanat, Swamiji gives a little. Let's see. Krishna means blue black, and the Lord Vishnu is called Krishna because of the color. Blue black. Okay. That's all that is. Okay for everybody? Yes? Vyasa Vachanat, from the statement of Vyasa. So there's a statement here, I'm called so because my color is Krishna blue black. He doesn't
this is
give
Iti Vyasa Vachanat, and Vyasa's statement is after that. Usually they say Iti before, you know.
It should
they
be.
They say something, then they say Iti.
Like,
yeah.
Trisham Kaur Vedanu Vachanam.
Right, but then they say Vedanu Vachanam before.
You would think it would come after.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that makes it okay there is it has a double line before,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So then it doesn't matter because it's all one thought. Okay. Number 58, Lohita Akshaha.
Lohita
Akshaha.
Lohita
Akshaha. Lohita means red. Akshaha means eyes. The one whose eyes are red. The thing is, the Vishnu is often likened to the sun. And so the sun, as it rises, that's one form of Vishnu. Where you say Vishnu's eyes, because the sun and the moon are the eyes of the Lord. So when the sun is rising, it's bright red. You know, and so there's different colors that the sun goes through. But here they're just talking about when the sun is just rising, it's bright red. So Lohita, the one whose eyes are red. Lohita Akshaha. So it says here, Lohite, Akshini.
Akshini.
Yasya.
Yasya.
Iti.
Iti.
Lohita.
Lohita.
Akshaha. So it's Bahuvrihi. Bahuvrihi, you have to add the number. So the Bahuvrihi is probably almost always going to be in the singular. It could be in the dual form, but here it's in the singular. The one whose eyes. Okay, so it's a name. A Bahuvrihi is like an epithet or a name. So the one whose eyes are red. So Lohite is in the nominative dual. Akshini is in the nominative dual. Yesya, for whom the two eyes, Akshini from Akshin, are Lohite, are red. Okay, Lohite, Akshini, Yesya. Iti, Lohita, Akshaha. Lohita, Akshaha. So. And Swamiji quotes a verse from the Taittiriya where the verse says, may the Lord as the red-eyed sun purify me or protect me.
And that includes the sunset as well, right? I mean,
whenever there's different colors, yeah, and it could be the sunset also. Often it's talked about with the rising sun, but I suppose it could be the sunset also. Whenever the sun is red. And there's in Rudram, if you remember, there's several names for the sunrise. And one of them is I think Lohita is actually used, but there's, I forget all the other names.
Yeah.
So then, Pratardanaha, Pralaye, Bhutani, Pratardayati, Inasti, Iti, Pratardanaha. Here it means Pralaye. At the time of dissolution, Pralaya is the dissolution of the creation. Bhutani, all beings, the Bhutas. Here, Bhutani, you can take all the beings and all the elements also, like the Mahabhutas. Mm-hmm. So Bhutas can stand for all of the five elements and all living beings, the whole creation. Pratardayati means hinasti. He destroys, completely destroys all beings at the time of Pralaya. Thus, iti pratardanaha. Swamiji makes a little note here. Destroyed only in the sense of being brought into complete dissolution. But dissolution means going into unmanifest condition. So what is goes into unmanifest avyaktam will come out for the next creation. So it's not destruction in the sense of ultimate non-existence. It's only destruction like waking up from a dream. In a sense, all of those characters are now in unmanifest condition. That can come out again. Okay. But from the standpoint of the world, all of them are gone.
But right? Normally, at the time of, isn't this for Shiva? And Shiva is normally not taken as an avatar of Vishnu, right?
Swamiji talks about them. This is something that comes up a lot in the Shastra, that Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are all aspects of one Ishvara. And so each one is the other. So Vishnu, Brahmaji is the Ishvara, as it comes into manifestation. Vishnu is the sustain, when it's sustained. Shiva is when Ishvara goes into resolution. So all the qualities of Vishnu belong to Shiva, into Brahmaji, and vice versa. So Swamiji says here about that Shiva is Vishnu, that Shiva is presented in that particular form of samadhi, means total resolution. That Shiva is Vishnu alone. Only functionally, there is a difference in the form of Shiva, Vishnu, Brahmaji, and so on. All of them are Vishnu alone. Why they say, you could say all of them are Ishvara alone. They say Vishnu because Vishnu is manifest. Right? When it's in the manifest form. Yeah. Yeah.
So there is no destruction. It goes.
There's no real destruction, but the destruction from the standpoint of the creation.
Mm-hmm.
But actually the creation is going into objective, unmanifest condition to come back out again.
Mm.
That's why the whole creation is looked at as infinite manifest knowledge. So when you think of yourself as having limited knowledge, the knowledge that you have is sometimes manifest, sometimes unmanifest. Right? Most of the knowledge that you have right now is unmanifest. Otherwise your mind would be full. You can only have so much... happening at one time. So all of your knowledge rests in avyakta, unmanifest condition, until it's needed. It's like that. The whole infinite creation goes into unmanifest avyakta and then comes out, comes into manifestation as it's at its time, at the Srishti.
So there's never a loss, then. There's never a sense of loss in that respect.
Well, there's never a sense of loss in a deeper respect, and that is that the truth of everything, whether it's in the manifest or unmanifest condition, is Brahman. And so there is never at any time a loss in terms of the being that all things enjoy. The being that all things enjoy doesn't come into manifestation and grow out of manifestation. It's always manifest. Manifest in the sense of always there, present, as it is. It's not going through, you know, manifestation and dissolution. Actually, it's the avyakta of the avyakta. Right? The maya in the avyakta state means the maya upadhi is an unmanifest condition. But what is avyakta to the maya is Brahman, which is always Satchidananda, and it's not going through any variables between manifest and unmanifest. It always is exactly the same. It's non-dual. Right? So that's the truth of everything, whether manifest or unmanifest. So there's never really an experience of change because there's no change of being. So in other words, the manifestation and dissolution of the universe doesn't affect you in any way, because being doesn't become manifest or unmanifest. It never changes. And so there's no loss to your being. There's loss of scenery. There's changes in experience, but not changes in being.
And that's why being is called existence, right? Because
being is a synonym for existence. Yeah. Let's do another one. Prabhutaha, number 60. Prabhutaha. Jnana Aishwaryadi Gunaihi.
Jnana Aishwaryadi Gunaihi.
Sampannaha.
Sampannaha.
Prabhutaha.
Prabhutaha.
Prabhutaha means that which is... Well, it means that which is full of... like manifested glory, something like that is Prabhutaha. But how he says it here is that which is sampannaha, endowed with the gunas, with the qualities such as jnana, knowledge, and aishwarya. These are the six, there's the six attributes, the six bhagas of the word Bhagavan, mm-hmm. right? So these are the gunas, the gunas are the qualities of Bhagavan, of Ishwara. One is aishwarya, all power. One is viryam, all strength. Yeshas, fame. Shri, all wealth. Jnanam, all knowledge. Vairagya, dispassion. All in absolute form. So these are the six bhagas. So Prabhutaha means the one who is endowed with this, all of this wealth. So sampanna means endowed. Endowed with the gunas, beginning with jnana, absolute knowledge, aishwarya, absolute power over lordship of everything, absolute strength, viryam, absolute yeshas, fame, absolute shri, wealth, and then absolute knowledge, absolute vairagya. Now, if you remember, this is just nice for you to note and to remember. In this Vishnu Sahasranama, in my book, it's at around page 14, which would be in the very first chapter, in the introduction, there's a section that's called the meaning of the word Bhagavan. Mm-hmm. And there he goes through what all of these words mean. Bhagavan has these six gunas, mm-hmm. and he goes through each one of those. And at the bottom of the page, page 14, or where...
16.
You see, okay, 16 for some. Do you see where at the bottom there's a verse? Mm-hmm. So look at this verse. This is one of those verses to memorize. Just repeat after me. Aishwaryasya.
Aishwaryasya.
Samagrasya. Viryasya.
Viryasya.
Yashasaha.
Yashasaha.
Shriyaha.
Shriyaha.
Jnana.
Jnana.
Vairagya.
Vairagya.
So, Jnana Vairagya Yoho.
Jnana Vairagya Yoho.
Sha Eva.
Sha Eva.
Shanam.
Shanam.
Bhaga.
Bhaga.
Itirina.
Itirina.
I want to check some of what I got.
And what text is this from, Anik?
It's from the Vishnu Purana 6574. There are a lot of different verses like this, listing them.
So this is a listing of the
They're listing. It's a listing of the six qualities.
If you grew up in India as a little child, would you have all this information already when you were like a teenager or something?
It depends. You could.
No, not if you were a Muslim.
It depends.
I'm a Christian.
Kiki didn't.
No, I know a lot of people. Not just everyone growing up in India. How can that happen?
Yeah.
In India would be some smart joke or something.
It would be an ashram.
I better sit down.
Sorry, I thought I already had this up, but I've already started it, so let me just finish it.
I asked a question of an Indian guy last time in India. his answer was, it's a cultural thing.
It's very convenient to
know. I was searching for a meaning, and he told me it's cultural.
Yeah.
So much for that.
Yes. Okay, let's take a look at this. So I just want to make sure it's Samagrula.
This is the first time country in so many things.
It means Aishwarya. Yeah, this is put in the genitive. Aishwarya means overlordship. And Samagra means whole or fully, completely. It means there's nothing lacking. There's nothing more to be had in terms of that guna. It's samagra, it's whole, it's complete. Then viryasya. Virya means strength. Yashasaha, a genitive. All of these are in the genitive. Yashas means fame. Shriyaha means wealth. All of these get the samagra. Means incomplete, total. Jnana means knowledge. Vairagya means the dispassion. So jnana vairagya yoho is a dvandva compound in the genitive dual, jnanam and vairagya. Right? So that makes the six.
Mm-hmm.
Eva shannam bhagaha. It thus irina. I think irina means it is just stated, it is said.
Proclaiming,
yes. Yeah, proclaiming, yeah. the bhagas, the bhagaha of six, the wealth of six. Bhaga means wealth. So the wealth of six means of these six alone. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya goes to everyone. Viryasya, Yashasaha, Shriyaha, Jnana, Vairagya, Yoho, Cha Eva. Okay. So this is a famous verse for listing the six bhagas for the word Bhagavan. Now when you say Bhagavan, that's in the nominative singular of Bhagavat. This vat affix on the noun shows possession of whatever the noun is. So the one who possesses these wealths. So what is the wealth? It's this sixfold wealth for the word Bhagavan.
So
okay.
These are all qualities that belong to a particular upadhi, right? I mean,
to Bhagavan.
Yeah.
To Ishwara.
Yeah.
The one Bhagavan is in the
possessor of
a bhaga, the one who possesses that wealth, the wealth. And then you ask, well, what is the wealth? And then they have all of these verses that list the sixfold wealth. And all will say something like samagra, incomplete, in infinitely, is the idea, fully. Okay? Okay, let's stop there. That's pretty good.
Are we going to change it?
If you don't mind waiting for a minute. We're going to chant it.
Oh, you have to stay on your toes.
especially when you've been on vacation.
Does everybody have the chanting, the version of the chantable version?
Of what?
Of Vishnu. This Sahasrara Mali.
Oh. I just used the book, but
Is it verse 9?
I have to bring it. Well, just give me a minute. We can get some chai or something if you want. I'm going to have a problem here after we boot it.
Do you have the next page?
I do.
You know,
so which verse are we on?
Yeah, honestly, beyond 9.
We were on 7.
Seven?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Krishna.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, okay. All right, don't need that.
Okay. Hi, Jackie. Hi, John. I just saw that you're on.
Oh, Jackie's there?
Yeah.
Oh, from Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's where Jackie is, isn't it?
So it's
imaginable. My computer's having some problems.
Well.
But just give me 1 minute and see if I can fix it.
Yeah.
You know, he was running around getting names for that.
Mm-hmm. I hope we're going to
try. I already accomplished all he was talking about.
This
is old news.
Okay.
Why
didn't you take me out today? Tell me something new. Tell me something I don't know.
It's true. You're getting going, you know?
Yeah.
That's a silk sari.
Yeah, it's a very old-fashioned.
I got that in Bangalore a long time ago.
Is that the old Indian
woman?
It
was old when I got
it. It's beautiful. It's an 80-year-old Indian woman, and he approves wholeheartedly of the style.
Yeah.
It's like very modest.
Because it's
approve of the style also.
It has a good jazzed up to contemporary.
It just kind of eyeshadows.
I don't want some cyberspace thing.
She looks like
me.
She does. She looks like a Bollywood actress from
the 50s. So see this nice little book that they made?
This is
the book.
Morning Chant?
Yeah.
This didn't exist 2 years ago.
No, they didn't. They made it for this course.
What a gift.
Yeah.
Nice size.
It's really nice size.
You don't have to be shuffling around.
If all that is in here?
Yeah.
The entire morning.
I think there's a little piece that's not in there, but not the afternoon, not the evening. But
yeah, that's remarkable.
You know, another thing is Saraswati and Lingam. Have we reviewed any of those chants or gotten?
No. I want to learn. We can learn all of those.
Yeah.
Jnaneshwari.
Yeah.
There's some really beautiful parts in
there. Yeah, I'd love to hear those.
And there's also a couple of chants that we haven't learned.
That's a separate one.
Bigger ones.
There's 4 temples. Mm-hmm. Big one for Dasamurti, smaller one for Dasamurti. then you have to walk over to the old temple for that's what we do.
Everybody ready? It's too fast, isn't it?
Oh, those mice.
Do you want it done fast? It's actually, yeah, I'd say that is normal speed. We'll go just a little bit slower.
Kiki's ahead of us.
Only
by circumstance
of birth.
It's a cultural thing.
It's cultural.
It's cultural, right? Don't tell me that. Cultural, my fanny. And then when he said that, it shut me up right away.
It's a nice yawn. Okay, here we go.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Visham Vishnava Shakara Bhuta Bhagya Bhagavu Bhuta Vrit Bhuta Vrit Bhavar Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanaha Bhutatma Paramatma Chamuktanam Paramagatihi Avyaya Purusha Sakshi Kshetvajno Kshavadeva Cha Yoga Yoga Vidhaneta Kutana Purusheshvaraha Narasimha Vapushriman Keshava Purushottamaha Sarvasharva Shivastanar Bhuta Nirnitiramyayaha Sambhavo Bhavano Bharta Prabhava Prabhurishwaraha Swayambhu Shambhuraditya Pursharaksho Mahaswanaha Anadinidano Data Vidata Daturuttamaha Aprameyo Hrishikesha Padmanabho Maraprabhuhu Vishwakarma Manushvarshastha Vishthastha Virodhruvaha Agrahya Shashvata Krishna Lohitaksha Pratardhanaha Prabhotadriga Buddhama Pavitram Mangalam Param.
Good. 7, 8, 7. This will be 5 years. Whatever.
What was the class over?
Yeah.
Can we do our end of the
prayer? Yep, you trust it. Swasti prajavya paripalintam nyayena margena mahim mahishah go brahmane vyashivamastu nityam loka samasta sukino pavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini desho yamsho barahitah Brahmana santu nirbhayaha Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha Sarve santu niramayaha Sarve bhadrani pashyantu Ma kaschit dukha bhagavate sato ma sagamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shantih harih om shri gurubhyo namaha harih om.